In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. It's great to be with all of you on this Saturday in which we honor Mary in a very, very special way. So let's start off by praying the prayer that Mary loves most, and that prayer is the Hail Mary. Together. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now, my friends, let's invite to be with us our spiritual director. Our spiritual director. Is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has many wonderful titles, among which would be the Holy Spirit is known as the Paraclete. Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. Holy Spirit is also known as our Counselor, as well as our Consoler. Holy Spirit is also known as our interior master. St. Paul says in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, he says we really don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans. So we can say Abba. Abba, which means Father. So let's turn to the Holy Spirit. Beg the Holy Spirit to give us a lot of light in our intellect and the fire of divine love to burn in the very depths of our hearts. As we pray the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit. Together, come Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lady Mediatrix of all graces, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. St. Michael, pray for us. St. Gabriel, pray for us. St. Raphael, pray for us. St. Vincent de Paul, pray for us. St. Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. St. Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Our true, my friends, a family that prays together, stays together, a world at prayer is a world at peace. My friends, after praying for you, I'll pray for you in the greatest of all prayers. That prayer is the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It is the prayer par excellence. So I'd like to place all of you on the altar and beg for special graces for you and your loved ones today. My friends, Saturday is a day in which we honor the Blessed Virgin Mary. It's her day. So I'd like to speak to honor Mary in a very special way. Also on the feast day of Saint Vincent de Paul, a great saint. St. Vincent de Paul, a great, great saint. The Holy Father, Pope Leo XIV, in his Wednesday audience, already said he wants us to pray the Most Holy Rosary, especially in the month of October, the month of October, my friends. May is for Mary, but October is the month of the Most Holy Rosary. So the Holy Father wants us to pray the rosary. Let's get in the habit of celebrating the rosary. John Paul II, in his apostolic letter, the Blessed Virgin Mary and the Rosary, said we should pray the rosary for the sake of the family as well as for the sake of world peace. Families are divided, and look at the world today with wars raging right and left without any foreseeable solution to these wars. That's where Our Lady in period at Fatima in 1917, in the very middle of the First World War, where millions were killed. And she said, Mary said to pray the rosary for the sake of world peace. And Father Patrick Peyton, known as the rosary priest, said the family that prays together stays together, and a world that prayer is a world at peace. A world at prayer is a world at peace. My friends, we want to honor Mary. We want to honor Mary. We want to honor also the great Saint Vincent de Paul, whose feast day it is today. Let's get to know Mary better. Love her more. Spread devotion to Mary. Imitate Mary in her holiness and her virtues. The church has officially proclaimed four dogmatic statements, dogmas, on Mary. Mary is a privilege with the Immaculate Conception, being conceived without original sin. Mary has another privilege, that is her perpetual virginity. Mary was virgin before the birth of Christ, during and after. The greatest of all Marian privileges would be Mary's divine maternity, meaning that Mary is truly the Mother of God that we celebrate on Christmas as well as January 1st. We honor this privilege every time we pray the Hail Mary, which we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We also honor Mary's assumption into heaven. Mary's assumption to heaven, proclaimed by Pope Pius XII, November 1st, that at the end of her pilgrimage on earth, Mary was taken up to heaven in body and soul. This we celebrate every year in the middle of summer and in the middle of August, August 15th. Another Marian truth that has not been proclaimed as a dogma as of yet is what is called Mary as Mediatrix of all graces. Leo XIII, John Paul II, Louis de Montfort, Maximilian Kolbe, Saint Germanus of Constantinople, Saint Bernard, these great saints preached and taught this reality. Mary as the mediatrix of all graces. And here we have a beautiful image of the miraculous medal. You see Mary's hands opened up. You can see there are rays, graces that are flowing from Mary's hands. She said in this apparition, many people don't pray for very special graces. We should ask for them. Let's do that today. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. I'd like to tell you a story. Saint Gemma Galgani a passionate mystic that died very young. Was praying to Jesus and she had a vision of him. And she was begging our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to convert this hardened sinner. Jesus said to Saint Gemma, no, because he has rejected the invitation. But Gemma did not give up. She persisted in turning to our Lord and begging him for the conversion of this hardened sinner. So Jesus appears again and she says, Lord, I beg you to convert this sinner. Jesus once again said, he's a hardened sinner. He's rejected all the graces that I have sent to him. So Gemma doesn't give up. She keeps praying. Jesus appears and Gemma says, Lord, I beg you, please convert this sinner. Jesus says, no. Then Gemma says, well, in that case, I will turn and ask your mother for this grace. And Jesus said to Gemma, in that case, I cannot resist. And this hardened sinner was given the grace of conversion through Mary. He accepted it, and his soul was saved. That's, my friends, that's one of my favorite stories. When they talk about Mary as mediatrix of all graces and Mary's power of intercession before the throne of God. So my friends, this is what Mary as mediatrix means, and we can pray that the Holy Father, who has great Marian devotion, the Holy Father will proclaim a new Marian dogma, which would include this idea as Mary as mediatrix of all graces. So you see this beautiful image. This is a beautiful image of the miraculous medal, known as also the medal of the Immaculate Conception. Mary opens up her hands and heart and graces flow in abundance through the most powerful prayers of Mary. So in all your sufferings, especially many of you have loved ones that have walked away from God. So like Saint Jemma Galgani, imitate her and pray for the conversion of your loved ones. In that beautiful prayer, the Memorare, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled your protection, sought your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. The beautiful prayer, we call that the Memorare. So, my friends, today I have a Mass in a few minutes. I invite you all to share our Marian message to many of your friends today, because Mary indeed is the mediatrix of all graces. I'll place all of you on the altar. And right now I will give you my priestly blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.